Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to these Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I am Mark Walters, again, filling your prescription for freedom every day of the week. Roswell, New Mexico. How the heck are you? You know, it was kind of fun. I have one of those Amazon Echoes, or the Echo Dot, you know, one of those little things that talk to you and stuff. And it's quite cool, actually. And I know right now somebody's out there saying, I would never have one of those. They're spying on you. Well, okay. But choose not to. I think it's cool. And I've got three of them in the house. They're a blast. Lots of fun. Kids use them for all kinds of stuff, too. Anyway, having said that, I saw I guess you get these updates, excuse me, on the app that goes with it. So everything that you correspond with the Amazon Alexa back and forth with shows up on your app. Every question you ask it, every game you play with it, every song it plays for you, everything it buys for you, all of your interaction with it pops up on your app, and you can scroll up and down and see everything. And I got an email. I couldn't remember what it was, but they have a thing called Podcast Bean. Now, I have Amazon Prime. There's a thing called Podcast Bean, and I don't know how it knew this, but it said, and it was kind of scary, I'll be honest with you, because it does. I mean, they got you. It said something about, did you know you can listen to Armed American Radio on Podcast Bean now by talking to your Amazon? So yesterday, I remembered late last night, I was sitting there and I said something to it. I said, hey, Amazon, play Armed American Radio. Or, hey, Alexa, play Armed American Radio. And it said, Armed American Radio is airing now on 106 whatever in Roswell, New Mexico. And it took me to my show, which I got a kick out of because I had no idea it could do that. So I had an opportunity to review yesterday's broadcast on my little Amazon Echo Alexa dot thing, whatever it is, there in my living room, and it was kind of neat. So I wanted to give a shout out to Roswell, New Mexico. Thanks for tuning in out there. I enjoyed the show yesterday as a fan while you guys were airing the program in your market yesterday afternoon. It was an awful lot of fun. So my son didn't believe that aliens and spaceships really landed in Roswell. He's 12, so I showed him online all the cool stuff about it. Now he wants to go to Roswell. So you never know. If the invitation is open from Roswell, maybe we'll come out and do the daytime show, and I'll take the kids out and show them where the aliens landed back in 1947. Pretty cool stuff. For that matter, maybe the aliens are listening right now. Going to be a fun program. Lee Williams, the gun writer, joins me. So let's just go to him. Lee, how the heck are you? Roswell,
good
New Mexico.
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. In Roswell, they're listening to us right now in Roswell. Say hey to Roswell, New Mexico. Love Roswell. Great gun state, too, New Mexico.
Hello, Roswell.
Think they're listening in outer space?
Yeah, I'm sure they are, man. If they're going to tune into anything, they're going to tune into this.
Well, it is going up in the, you know, and I believe me, aliens are all about the right to bear arms, because I guarantee you they wouldn't show up here unarmed, would they?
No, that's why I keep mine, too. You never know, brother. You never know.
You just never know. You just never know. Hey, Lee, I got an email I want to read to you, and I really want to get your perspective on this. Usually I don't give kooks their due. And anybody who isn't man enough, hear me right now. That's right, emailer, because I'm talking to you and you know who you are. If you're not man enough to put your name on an email, I generally won't waste my time with you because you're just simply looking for attention. But this one I chose to read today, for whatever reason, I guess just kind of because it's so easy to answer kooks. So, Lee, do you want to indulge here and indulge this emailer who wasn't man enough to sign his name? What do you think?
I'm intrigued. Yeah, I want to hear it. Right. I'm very intrigued.
Well, his email name is Sheepdog, so he knows who he is right now. He says, while I respect you being pro-Second Amendment, I believe you do more damage and harm than good. You talk to people about a permission slip to carry a means of defense because you think that it is a good guy card. So now you see here, I'll stop right here for a second, because now the who wouldn't sign their name knows what I think, right?
Yeah.
You see? Because he thinks I think it's a permission gun. So, okay. Anyway, so I immediately chuckled when I got that because I love him. I love getting emails like this. Also, you trying to convince people to carry gun insurance is ridiculous. That is very elitist and wrong. However, I do agree that someone calling themselves a sovereign citizen is an oxymoronic statement. One calling themselves a sovereign private individual is not. If you like to negotiate with your right to self-defense, that is on you. But you telling people that if they do not have a permission slip from the county lord, it's called being irresponsible, then you are not a patriot. I carry all the time. I need no permission slip, nor do I need insurance. You need to be exposed as the Judas goat that you are. You, sir, are the epitome of a cuck. You bow down to police authoritarianism so quickly it makes me wonder where their blank ends and your lips begin. Just a few years back, it was the liberal agenda to make citizens have insurance just to be able to defend themselves as a way to eventually keep increasing it so no one but the military and police was armed. Yet here you are pushing it. I have full intent on exposing you. Every time I listen to your show, I shake my blank head in disappointment. I am a former Army veteran police officer, and you, sir, have now got the attention of the real patriots and not the compromisers. Lee, when I got that, I couldn't help but laugh out loud. Here's, go ahead. Did I think you were going to say something before me? Did you want, go ahead, you comment before me. I'm all over this. I love you.
I've had, unfortunately, dealings with the sovereigns. And the minute you hear them say that sovereign citizen is an oxymoron, it's like they're conditioned. They're preconditioned to say that. You know you're talking to a sovereign. They've been very active in Florida. They have tried to institute a people's grand jury in every county where the people could, on their own, indict public officials for corruption. They engage in paper terrorism. They're filing frivolous liens against judges and clerks of court. Yeah, we're more than familiar with them down here. Some of them take it so far as they make their own license plates. They have their own currency. They won't submit to fingerprinting or photographing when they're arrested for not having a real license plate. I think if you're making them angry, brother, you're doing something right.
Well, let's go through this piece by piece because I like emails like this. I really do. I love emails like this. He wouldn't sign. He doesn't sign his name to the email. But he says, I do more damage and harm than good talking to people about a permission slip to carry means of defense because you think this is a good guy card. He was apparently listening to the segment with Alexander Rubian and Rob Pincus on the program, on the Monster program on Sunday. And I enjoy that topic. That's a question I get a lot. And I know you probably do too, Lee. And you're right. A cop, so you get the whole deal. What do I do if pulled over and all this? Let me explain what he's talking about by good guy card. Okay, he doesn't like me saying that if you have a permission slip from the government, I have a good guy card. Apparently, he doesn't listen as often as he claims he does because he would know that I have stated time after time after time that I hate the fact that we have to get a permission slip from the government to exercise a right. But here's what he has to understand. Hey, dude, it's just the way it is. That's where we are today. That's the law. We have concealed carry permits in place across the country. You don't have to like it. I don't have to like it. In fact, if he was paying attention to the show, he would know that I believe constitutional carry, which is no government permission slip, should be the law of the land. And if he was paying attention to the program, he would also know that I've been spending an awful long time and a ton of time, actually a lot of time, discussing the fact that constitutional carry is now the law of the land in one-fifth of the states in our nation. And it is expanding. Now, I happen to know where he lives. He won't know how I know where he lives. I'll just tell you I know where he lives. And he comes from, or I don't know if he comes from, but he's in a free state, I'll put it that way, in a constitutional carry state. Most of us are not. Most of us have to get a permit to carry a firearm. Now, we were talking about police interaction. And the good guy card, I would assume, without going back and listening, comes from the fact that we tell a cop, you know, you're the good guy. You're the one that's got the permit. So he's essentially taking that phraseology out of context. In other words, if you have a permit, we know you're a good guy. You're not the bad guy. Bad guys aren't fingerprinting themselves, getting FBI background checks, taking whatever the state requires of them to exercise their right to get a permit to carry concealed, which I don't happen to like. But that is where we are. Now, I guess his other option would be for me to tell people, because he does it, because he's a big guy. He says he just carries. Well, living where he lives, he can just carry. And I know somebody's saying, where does he live? It doesn't matter. He's in a constitutional carry state. That's all I'll tell you. He can carry. And he can carry without a permit. And that's wonderful. But four-fifths of the country can't. Yet. hopefully we're working on that. So that's where he got the whole thing about the good guy card. Sorry, pal. Oh, ye who won't sign their name to an email. When you have a permit, you are generally recognized as one of the good guys, okay? Lee, when we come back, do you mind if I continue breaking down this email? These are too much. This is too much fun. I love these. Is that okay?
It's perfect. I'm intrigued as hell. I want to hear more of this.
Well, good. I want to start by getting your perspective after the break about what we just talked about, the good guy card, and what that means to you, because you were a cop and you have a permit. Because if you want to carry your gun legally in the state of Florida, that's what you have to do. Unfortunately, you have to bow to the government. Now, he's over there saying right now, because I know he's listening. Of course he's listening. He's saying, no, I don't have to bow. I carry my gun anyway because I'm a free man. We'll be back right after this.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, we're back in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios with you, having a lot of fun with an email here from, and I love getting, if you want to send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, please do. But I got to warn you, normally I don't, if you're too much of a coward to put your name on an email, I generally won't give you a whole lot of time, okay? But this one was too good. It really was. This was fun. I enjoyed this. It brought a smile to my face when I read it. So I couldn't wait to get it on the air for you today, because it's fun to pick through these from folks like this. It really is. And I'm talking with Lee Williams, the gun writer at the Herald Tribune. Lee, always a pleasure to have you, my friend. Lots to cover with you, but I do want to pick this apart and go through this with you, get your opinion. Fair enough?
Absolutely.
All right. Permission slip to carry a means of self-defense because you think it's a good guy card. He's referring to a concealed carry permit that four-fifths of the nation, unfortunately, has to have in order to do so lawfully, lest they be charged with felony possession of a firearm or carrying a firearm in violation of the law, carrying a concealed weapon, which can put good law-abiding people in prison, which is really where they don't want to go. So, unfortunately, we have to. Your thoughts first?
I'm totally with you. I would love it. You know, I don't like the permit system. It, personally, it's the government has taken away my right and selling it back to me. But like you said, unless you live in a constitutional carry state, it's what you have to do if you want to carry. It's the law. And lest you be arrested and charged and then never even have access to a firearm again. We can play the sovereign system all we want or fantasize about this or that, the other thing, but you're absolutely right. Until the entire country is constitutional carry, if you want to carry a handgun, this is what you have to do. You don't have to like it, but if you want to carry a pistol, this is what you need to do. Completely.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, your family and friends are going to be sending you little credits so that you can buy honey buns in the slammer. I don't think I'm going to live like that, okay? All right, yeah. But you can sovereign your way all the way around that, okay? All right. All right. I'm going to have so much fun. All right. Also, you trying to convince people to carry gun insurance is ridiculous. That is very elitist and wrong. Now, hold on to the gun insurance thing, because he touches on that in a second, and I'll go back to that because I have a response to that. Of course I have a response to that. However, I do agree that he goes into the sovereign citizen thing, went to that. All right. If you like to negotiate with your right to self-defense, that is on you, but you telling people that if they do not have a permission slip from the county lord, it's called being irresponsible, then you are not a patriot. So I would be a patriot, Lee, if I said, the hell with your state law, break it, violate it, carry your firearm with you everywhere you go because you're a free man and a sovereign citizen and have a right. That law doesn't apply to you unless, of course, you get pulled over or have to use it in self-defense and then you become a felon and your life is destroyed. That's not the advice that I give on Armed American Radio, but I guess I'm reading this properly. That's the advice I should give to him. I'm not a patriot if I don't tell you to become a felon. Is that, am I reading that correctly? Is that what he said?
Yeah, I think you're reading that correctly, but that wouldn't be patriotism in my book. That would be contributing to someone's committing a criminal act. And I know you well enough to know you would never do that. You're never going to dispense advice that's going to lend somebody in the slammer.
No, we want to avoid that at all costs. You know, yeah. I don't like honey buns that much. I don't feel like using honey buns for currency. All right?
Okay, I love honey buns. I'll tell you that right now. I'll disclose that.
But do you want to have to kite them back and forth to your neighbors and use them for currency?
I don't want them as a medium of exchange, put it that way.
I watch Hard Time. That's why I know these terms, kiting, you know, the little things through your cell blocks, you know, on strings and stuff.
Yeah.
It's too much fun. Okay. If you like to negotiate with your right to self-defense, that is on you. But you telling people that if they do not have a permission slip from the county lord, it's called being irresponsible. You're not a patriot. All right. I carry all the time. I need no permission slip, nor do I need insurance. Well, let's start with that. If you live in a constitutional carry state, which this clown does, he doesn't need a permission slip. But if he wanted to carry prior to a few years ago, he did need a permission slip. But not this guy, because, you know, he just carried anyway. Didn't, you know, the law be damned. didn't matter because the law doesn't matter to him. He writes his own law. All right. But he says he doesn't need insurance. Now, I'm going to go to the gun insurance. You need to be exposed as the Judas goat that you are. You, sir, are the epitome. I won't even go there again. You bow down to police authoritarianism so quickly, it makes me wonder where their blank butts end and your lips begin. Just a few years back, it was and he uses a bad word for liberals, which, you know, I've seen the word before, but I can't say it on the air. To make citizens have insurance just to be able to defend themselves as a way to eventually keep increasing it so no one but the military and police was armed. Let me tell you what he's talking about. He's talking about gun insurance versus self-defense insurance. So understand the difference. Don't remain ignorant, oh letter writer who isn't man enough to put your name on your email. There's a difference between self-defense insurance and what you're talking about. What he is referring to, Lee, was the age old, and there are still clowns out there that push this stuff. You want to be you should have insurance, liability insurance, to even be able to purchase a firearm. That's been the liberal take for quite some time, right? You remember what I'm talking about here?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. I just don't see how any of this is elitist. I don't know where
he's confusing the liberal gun grabber forcing you to have to buy a liability policy to be able to even purchase a firearm with self-defense insurance. The self-defense insurance, which is optional, which you can choose to have it or not. It's available out there as a product from many companies, including the NRA and others at this stage of the game. But the fact of the matter is the USCCA's got the best program. Nobody's forcing it on you, and it's self-defense insurance. What it does is it pays for your attorney should you be wrongly politically charged for exercising your right to bear arms. So the guy who wouldn't sign the name to his email is confusing the two and clearly doesn't pay attention to the radio broadcast. So that was pretty obvious when he couldn't distinguish between the... Here, you want proof of what I'm telling you, the truth? The self-defense insurance shield, for example, that we offer through the United States Concealed Carry Association on this program, on Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, is driving the very organization he's talking about, the gun grabbers, nuts. They hate it. This is two different types of things that he's lumping into one. He can't figure that out. But here I am pushing self-defense insurance. Yeah, if you choose to have it, that's great. Otherwise, go ahead and go broke. If you're wrongly charged and convicted, go broke. I don't care if you choose to have the coverage or not. If you feel like losing everything in attorney's fees, because guess what? That's what's going to happen to you. Lee, you want to pick up on that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've had several shootings here where the shooter has been charged and then later released. They're still out $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, even though charges end up getting dropped. They're out bond money. They're out lawyer's fees. I'm still struggling with his. I know he's conflating the two insurances, but, yeah, definitely not elitist. More common sense.
Yeah, well, the other insurance that he's confusing doesn't exist. Self-defense insurance exists for those who choose to purchase it to protect themselves in case they're wrongfully charged for legally defending themselves because of a biased political machine or a prosecutor that doesn't like guns or whatever the case may be. So if you choose not to carry it, don't carry it. I couldn't care less if you go broke. Doesn't matter to me. I think you're stupid, but I'll leave it at that. So anyway, he has full intent on exposing me, and every time he listens, he cringes. And I've got the attention now of the real patriots and not the compromisers, as if over the last 9 years on radio, I haven't had the attention of every kook in the world. Ugh. Lee, we'll be right back after these messages. Lots to talk with you about. The Gun Writer, right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, we're going to wrap up. Oh, you know what? Let's get the emailer who was too much of a coward to put his name on his email. Let's really tick him off, Lee, and let's talk about USCCAOnAir.com, where you can go pick up self-defense shield insurance, should you be wise enough to do so. Because, you see, there are overzealous prosecutors out there who would charge you with a crime and destroy your life if you don't have some type of coverage, simply for exercising your right to bear arms. That's right. They don't care about your financial future, how many kids you have. It doesn't make any difference what happens to you during the process. They are simply looking to make a name for themselves and add another notch to their prosecutorial belt. That's simple. They don't care about you. They couldn't care less about you. But there's coverage available for you in the form of the self-defense shield. Up to $1.125 million. $13 a month all the way up to $30 a month. It's entirely up to you. There's something for every budget. If you carry a firearm lawfully for lawful self-defense because you are a good guy and follow the law, this type of insurance is for you. Or you could be like the letter writer who wasn't man enough to put his name on the email and choose not to have it. I guess you could choose not to have homeowner's insurance. Well, you can't if you got a loan. Fire, health, life. You don't have to have anything. Or you could be smart, like most people, and carry those coverages in the event of a catastrophe. And that's what the Self-Defense Shield Insurance does. It's simply the single best product on the market today, providing you peace of mind as a law-abiding citizen. If you are forced, God forbid, to have to defend your life with your firearm, and an overzealous prosecutor get a hold of you and decide to make an example of you at the expense of everything you've worked for your entire life. Or you could be like the letter writer who wouldn't put his name on his email and go broke. It's entirely up to you. All of the information is there for you at usccaonair.com. You can also pick up tons of free stuff and giveaways. It's all available to you at usccaonair.com. All right, Lee, here's the last thing I've got to say. That's all I've got to say about that is next time you write an email, be man enough to sign your name to it. It's that simple. But understand, if you do send me an email, I'm more than likely going to read it if I like it. And I like this email. This was fun. I enjoyed this. I really did. I chuckled when I got it. And it really made me laugh when the person wouldn't put his name on his own email. So, Lee, you want to wrap that up, and then we'll move on to other stuff. But too much fun.
Yeah, and kudos to you for reading it. I respond to every single email I get that's signed, and some that I don't. But kudos to you for reading an unsigned email on the air. Good for you.
I generally don't. Kind of skip right past them. But they're few and far between. Most people who write an email, even if it's nasty, have the guts to put their name on it, which they should.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be afraid of. It's really okay. I enjoy getting them. So send them on, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'd love to hear your response to this email as well. And I can't wait to read the response I get back from the guy who wrote this, because I'm sure I will. And rest assured, I'm going to read it to you when it comes in. Next time, though, tough guy, put your name on it, tough guy.
I take issue with the fact that he said the real patriots are now aware of you. I'm a real patriot, Mark, and I've been aware of you for years now.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry if you're a criminal. I'm really not playing to you, but, you know, that's okay. All right, Lee. Chicago, another 15 shootings over the weekend, up to 741 shootings already. We're midway through May. Here we go again, bro.
Yeah.
What's that tell us?
I've never seen anything like it. It's when are the people there going to rise up and realize that their scheme, this massive slate of gun control regulations in that city, are not working? When are they going to
killing
demand
people.
Change? Yeah, it's resulting in a lot of shootings.
And it's interesting because now black women right now are one of the highest rates of new gun purchasers in the country, and also seeking training. There's a piece out. I'm going to cover it more on the Monster program this weekend, but Rick Ector is quoted in it. Stacey Washington is quoted in it. Of course, both guests on this program. Rick is coming to the program here in the very near future, he being a CCW trainer, which the previous letter writer who wouldn't sign his name probably doesn't like that. We shouldn't have to go to Rick to get trained, but nonetheless, many people do, and we're going to be talking with him about some of that training and the minorities that he's seeing coming in and the gender of those minorities coming in to get training, which is absolutely awesome. Because remember, it's only the elite media that tells you things, right, Lee?
Absolutely.
In real world land, real people do real things. We don't live in la-la land. In real world, we don't pay, you know, it's not the picture that the media paints for us. Isn't that true?
I couldn't find it more refreshing. I think it's great. Get your guns, ladies, and get some quality training. Because once you buy your pistol, you're only halfway there. Get a good trainer, get some good training, learn how to use a complex device.
And here's the deal. Follow the law of the state you're in. If the state you're in requires you have a permit to carry the gun, get the permit. I'm not going to be a patriot here, Lee. I'm going to tell those women to follow the law. Okay, I know that's unpatriotic of me, but for gosh sakes, get your permit, abide by your state law. If you live in a constitutional carry state, great for you. We wish every state was constitutional carry, and eventually they will be. But until your state is constitutional carry, please abide by the law. Get your permit. Be the good guy, not the bad guy. Okay? All right. Gun writer, you listened to Rock River Arms on this broadcast, on the record, over the weekend on the Monster program. Go ahead and take the next 3 minutes or so, or two and a half, whatever it is. What'd you think?
First of all, I wrote about it, and as I said in the story, or the column rather, kudos to you for getting them on the record, brother. I mean, for giving them their say. A lot of people have tried to talk to them. A lot of people have tried to get them on the record. You're the only one that succeeded. I was so happy when I heard.
Well, wait, let me stop you there quickly, because our good friend Bill Frady also had them on the air on a Lock and Load radio. So there have been two, but go ahead.
I was very, very disappointed in what they had to say. Extremely disappointed. They tore off after Truth About Guns. I thought it was classic misdirection. They've labeled, and I went ahead and said the website. I've been in communication with several
people
from the website. They're good folks all. And I wrote, I'd never seen a PR of a crisis handled as poorly as Springfield Armory had been handling theirs until Rock River stepped up and said what they had to say. It was extremely disappointing. Going in the attack mode, Mark, I'm an investigative reporter here at the paper. I cause crises for a living. And this kind of crap, this shoot the messenger because you can't handle the message crap, was really disconcerting. And I expected a lot better from the folks at Rock River Arms, who make a great quality product. That's never been an issue. And so does Springfield. I mean, I own, five or six of their products. But, you deal with these type of agencies and these type of companies. I really expected more from our community. Hey, we made a mistake. Whether funds went to, there's no doubt that funds went to anti-gun politicians in Illinois. Whether they knew that their money was going to anti-gun politicians or they didn't know is moot. They should have known, and they should have known where their money was going. That's my opinion. And then once it was outed by good folks at TTAG, they should have stepped up and done a mea culpa, and we wouldn't even be talking about it right now. It would have been, they made a mistake, they owned it, let's move forward. But they keep going on this misdirection and the attack mode of blaming somebody when they're the ones who should look in the mirror and blame, and they're the only ones to blame. It's all my opinion.
I'll tell you what.
I was very disappointed.
That's why we wanted you to come on and talk, because I knew you were going to be listening to it. You did. And I did see the piece that you wrote about it. That's what I wanted you to address on the program here. That's why, and Rock River Arms, certainly there are people on both sides here. We'll try to find somebody who thinks differently than you, Lee, about it.
Sure.
And see if we can get their opinion on the air as well, too. But I'm glad that they came on and provided us the opportunity to be able to get their word out. Armed American Radio's Daily continues.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, wrapping up this hour of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with the gun writer, Lee Williams. Lee, you're in Florida, and so much of what happens in Florida touches the rest of us at some point in time. Would you agree with that?
Completely.
Okay, even the guy who was, you know, the tough guy who wouldn't put his name on the email. Let me lend some credence here. He's in a constitutional carry state right now. But the rest of the states that have permits because of what happened in 1987 in Florida. Now, we can look back at that during the Trump years and say, wow, that wasn't such a good thing. But at the time it passed, it was a good thing. Okay? So what happens there tends to roll across the country. Now we're talking about stand your ground. So I want to take two cases that the Bloomberg machine is trying to use in support of itself over at its fake news website, The Trace. Because one of them is a, you know, lengthy fake news about stand your ground, talking about how prosecutors are just going to have such a difficult time now because anybody, they insinuate that anybody can bring a case of stand your ground now with the change to Florida law. And they leave out the point that no, they can't. It has to be defined as a self-defense case. It has to be a legitimate self-defense shooting. And the other side is saying, well, the burden of proof has been so low. No, you know, listen, self-defense doesn't occur when two gangbangers get into it or a drive-by shooting over a drug. Okay, we're talking about self-defense cases. Lee, you want to touch on that because you're in Florida right now, and I know you've been writing about it. What's going on?
The burden of proof shifted. Now the prosecutor, in a defensive situation, the shooter is presumed to be innocent. We're presumed innocent thanks to the bill that was signed.
Let me stop you.
The way it should be.
Isn't that the way it should be? So why would that? What kind of prosecutor would be upset by someone being presumed innocent before guilty? What prosecutor would be upset by that?
That would be an overzealous prosecutor.
Which is what this law is designed to protect you from, correct?
Absolutely. That's the legislative intent.
I will leave this discussion right there. That
in and of itself speaks for itself. When you have a the prosecutor is the person who ought to be standing up on the taxpayer dime saying everyone is presumed innocent. But in this case, they don't want that burden of proof to shift because it makes their job harder. In the event, maybe a case shouldn't have been brought against someone anyway, because the evidence is going to be presented at the hearing, isn't it? What, they don't want to work as hard?
I have good friends who are prosecutors. The subject hasn't even come up. They're not concerned about it.
Of course they're not concerned about it. But a certain type of prosecutor might be concerned about it, and that might be why the law was crafted to begin with. So we'll leave it right there. The other one, and I can't believe that the fake news Bloomberg folks even went this direction with this, because it turns everything they ever talk about on their head, and it exposes their true agenda. It starts out with this, and have you done your homework? Did you get on these email lists? Go to thetrace.org, please, and sign up for these emails so you read these things. We can go through them together in class every day, all right? The man who fatally shot his ex-girlfriend and two others at an Ohio nursing home was served with three restraining orders this year. Maria Medrano took out a final restraining order. This is from the Columbus Dispatch a couple days ago, and I wanted you on here. And I wanted to talk about this with AWR, too. So I'm going to cover this story twice because I want both of your professional opinions. But from the Columbus Dispatch, Kirkersville shooter had long history of abuse against women. Now, you look at this guy's picture, he looks like an inmate. He looks like somebody you'd see on Hard Time, Lee. He just has, he must dig honey buns, okay? Or at least want to use them for currency. For at least a decade, this guy, get his name, Thomas Heartless. When you hear me talk about names matching stories, this clown's name is Heartless. Isn't that something? And another emailer, a couple of astute emailers sent me this because they know, I get emails from people all the time who say, Mark, look at the name in the story. It fits, just like you like to talk about. This guy's name is Thomas Heartless. This guy's had a lifelong issue with domestic violence, beating women. He has been charged. He has been convicted. He should never have had a gun to begin with, because him having a gun in the first place was already a violation of the law, which is why I couldn't understand why they would even use this as an example. Because this guy violated every law they want to and have imposed on us, or want to impose on us, which can only leave one other option available. They just flat out don't like guns, period, because this clown should have never had one to begin with to be able to. It's just more proof positive that criminals violate the very laws that these people propose in the form of gun safety advocacy on all of us around the nation, such as expanded background checks, etc. Lee, when you've got a bona fide serial abuser with a long history and has been prosecuted and eventually commits murder, why would the other side use this as a case to even bring to our attention when it seems to instantaneously destroy everything they've ever told us they're not against? Why would they do that?
I think they're out of desperation, basically. And like you alluded to earlier, the fact they just don't like guns. My thoughts on these protection orders, on these restraining orders, or these people that have this false sense of security because they got a piece of paper will never protect you, but they're fantastic evidence in court after the guy violates it and the victim blows him right out of his shoes. Then they're nice to have around.
In this particular case, Heartless, and the name is just amazing. Really talk about fitting the story. Heartless stormed into the nursing home and shot Maria Medrano, 46, an ex-girlfriend who worked as a nurse, and Cindy Krantz, 48, a nurse's aide. He was also found dead inside the home. She had given him chance after chance, but reported in court documents that as late as a week ago that she feared for her life. She said she could no longer trust the guy. I mean, really, what was the giveaway there? My gosh. But he also shot the village police chief, if I'm not mistaken. Did he? Stephen Eric DeSario, as he responded to her. Yeah, he shot the police chief as well. Okay. This guy has a long history. You go read the story. It's on the Columbus Post-Dispatch. Is that where it is? Yeah, I can believe Columbus. Yeah, the Columbus Dispatch. Read the story. Kirkersville shooter had long history of abuse against women. It makes no sense to me why that, because this, what this does is falls into the category of, see, guns are terrible, but wait a minute. We're not talking about taking away rights of law-abiding people. We just want gun safety. That's what we propose, is gun safety. No, why would you highlight a serial psychopathic criminal? Doesn't that show us exactly what their ultimate intent is, Lee? That they just don't like guns and want them to go bye-bye?
Yeah, they're not concerned about the victim, and they really don't care about the crime. They just want guns gone. Period.
Same thing with Chicago. It would dovetail with that, why they're not in Chicago marching like crazy. They ought to, you know, every town ought to move their headquarters to Chicago, as far as I'm concerned. But don't count on that. They'll walk the walk. Don't count on that anytime soon, right? Well, remember that all guns are bad. All people with guns are eventually going to be criminals. So if you have a gun, here's one thing I have to point out. I can promise you there's not one law they have proposed or could propose that would stop this psychopath from murdering anyone with a gun, no matter what they do. So it baffled me a little bit. I looked at this and I read this, and I go, why are they highlighting this? Why are they putting this on their site? It makes them look foolish. Everything they want to do, this guy has already destroyed. He's violated gobs of laws in the process. We need one more law? Maybe that's what they're saying. Lee, do we need one more law? Would it work to stop the psychopath?
No. And I don't know what that law would be. No idea. A law against murdering people? Well, we've got some of those.
He shouldn't have had a gun to begin with. Those were federal crimes of domestic abuse. Well, he's got this. He's done this. He's broken. He killed three people. He shot a police chief. He was in possession of a firearm he shouldn't have had. I don't know. Maybe we should just say that he's not allowed out of his house forever. Lee Williams, the gun writer, at thegunwriter.com. You can see everything he writes. Thanks for coming on your regular segment every week. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. And remember, if you're going to send me an email, sign it. Be man enough to sign it. See you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.